Welcome back to Behind the Cage. This is our third episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Pat.
My name is Ed.
Nothing's changed. We've had more technical difficulties than ever before this episode.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you'll live and you'll learn, but you just can't learn.
You can't.
You just can't learn. Like, it's there, every single time we have something.
And this time always something. This time we had beef with the soundboard. So, honestly, my beef of the week might just be the soundboard. Because, dude, we couldn't figure out. Last week we had our guy Sam here, and he just popped it in, and he had these two things, and all we had to do the whole time, this whole 2 hours, was click the phantom power on, and we couldn't figure that out. So apparently we're not the brightest bulbs.
Well, let's hope that this is the last time we have difficulties. And
I feel like your light is brighter than mine.
You think so?
Is it?
It might be a little bit.
Is that bad?
I don't know. I think.
Do I look bright right now?
No, probably you don't. Not. But I think. First of all, the iPhone camera is really great, so okay. It doesn't really...
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Yeah, we'll definitely be fine. I want to give a quick shout-out to anyone that actually listens to our podcast, because I was actually up until 5:30 a.m. last night editing the previous episode, so...
I can't believe you
that's some dedication. So to everyone that listens, I really appreciate you listening, because I put a lot of time into this.
We both appreciate you. Obviously, I'm not part of editing process. I wish I could learn it and help Patty, but I know we love our supporters. Guys, there's people on Instagram that follow me, like my pictures, like I asked in every episode before, and I know you guys are there, and that's why we're making these podcasts for you guys, because maybe... view-wise on YouTube, we don't get as many views as your other videos.
Yeah.
But the most loyal subscribers are there, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. They're there. They're ready for us. I probably would have finished it a little bit earlier, but, like, we needed to hang out late night because, like, you texted me, and you're like, little me and Danny are just chilling. So I was like, FOMO. So
we obviously went. I mean, yeah. When the boys are chilling, you know, we got to get together and chill and just talk about our future business plans. And you know us, we always think.
That thing just fell down behind you.
Oh, it did?
The white thing, whatever.
Who cares?
At this point, no one cares.
And I think also TV is more to my side than your side.
Dude, honestly, but you also might be sitting more into the... I'm, like, pretty close to the edge.
I'm pretty close, too.
Dude, what?
You see, like, I'm so tired of fixing everything that let's just do this episode and, you know, just make our fans happy at least.
Just quick, again, this podcast is brought to you by water and a new sponsor, Electrolytes.
Yeah, I had a donut, too, but I ate it in the process because I just couldn't wait.
Hours and hours of struggling. I just want to make it clear how important water is. You don't want to get dehydrated. You know, even like this morning, Eddie came up to me and he was like, actually, this wasn't this morning, but this one time Eddie came up to me and was like, Patty, you look a little drawn out, like in your face. And I was like, you know what? You're probably right. My piss was not clear this morning. So that actually, that makes sense that my face might look a little drawn out.
Yeah.
Like a UFC fighter cutting weight or something.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't look healthy. So that's why if you're not healthy, make sure, first of all, if you are sick, drink water.
Drink water.
Like, even though, like, you'll obviously have medicine and everything, drink a lot of water. Water will help you.
As many people say, water is the best medicine.
Exactly.
And sometimes, depending on the electrolyte you're drinking, it tastes like medicine.
True.
Right? Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I know my stuff.
Dude, you know your stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a beef of the week this week that you want to talk about?
I have some beefs, but there's some beefs
are
that
they
better
personal beef.
I stay off
and not on
just
the,
in case someone's watching, you know. But yeah, I mean, you see, I've been beefless.
Beefless.
Say that. Beefless.
But you look beefy.
Well, I'm beefy because we just spent 2 hours trying to fix one thing that wasn't even the right thing to fix.
I haven't eaten in days either.
Same. I'm hungry. Gosh. Make sure you guys also eat, not just drink water. You can't just drink water and not eat anything.
As they say, food is the best medicine.
That's true. Eggs, full of protein.
So
mix in some creatine
protein.
As well. Just
so full of protein.
No, creatine is good if you're 18 and above. Kids, don't do creatine.
Yeah, don't do that. I did already actually share my beef with, about this beef. I guess I could tell, it's not really so much a beef more than a story, but there's beef involved in it. So I've been having some car troubles lately, meaning the whole semester I'm parking my car in this secret little spot, and I'm every day, it's me, Quinny, and Veli. We pull in, no one's parked there. No one gives me a ticket. Everything's going great. Whole semester goes by. We're in the final 2 weeks. I walk out. I have a ticket on my car. I'm like, what is this? First of all, that is completely bullshit. Like, why would you not give me a ticket before this and now you are? Then I say, fuck it. I'm going to keep parking there because I've made it this far already. There's no way they check back again.
Yeah.
I go out the next day. My car was towed.
Oh, no.
And I
is that
called
the day?
You up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, Ed, I need some help getting to the car, the towing place, whatever the hell that place is called. And to further my issues, I went out to borrow Herner's car. Shout out to Herner for helping me out. He let me borrow his car.
But his car.
And
though.
I got locked in the car because his
car.
Dude,
that car is crazy.
Impossible.
That car is so crazy.
To turn on. I had to call him and then I lost the key. It fell off and it went under the seat somewhere. But then I got scared that it fell outside and I was stuck in the car and it was getting hot and I was about to punch a hole in the window. But anyways, beef with the people over at the main parking services. As they still made me pay for a ticket, even though I paid $130 for my car to be towed.
Oh, yes. Remember I was like, hey, are you paying for this ticket? And you're like, no, I don't know what
that is. Yeah. It's so stupid. And I emailed them and I said, I hope you have a terrible day. So I got them.
Yeah. I mean, those guys, dude. I have a little, let's say a little beef.
Yeah.
My ex-line mate just signed and... NHL deal. Shout out to Chase Pearson.
But this is a juicy beef.
That's just like disrespect, you know? Like
at its finest.
I'm telling you.
Tell the story. What happened yesterday at the banquet?
What happened?
With him. Is this not the beef?
Okay, this is
the start of the beef.
Okay,
right?
So listen, guys. Obviously.
Yeah.
We have to start with the story. So Chase comes to us, right? And he's like, yo, you guys doing podcast? It's cool, you know? Are you guys going to have the boys over or some of those lines, right? And we're like, yeah, we actually want to, you know, interview some of the pros like you or Brady Keeper. Maybe tune in, guys. Make sure you subscribe. We might have Brady Keeper on our podcast anytime soon.
Yeah, kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal, I mean, not gonna lie. So if you guys really want to hear his story and how he got to play in Florida Panthers and almost burying a goal,
yeah,
just let us know. I mean, subscribe.
LMK,
LMK. And so, yeah, so back to Chase's story. And he's like, yeah, I would be down to be on your podcast. So we're like, okay, you know what? Let's have him on podcast because you guys want to, hear actual pro experience, how he got to this level and his experience about draft and signing and everything. So yeah,
I was curious. I wanted to know.
True. And especially
sure
me, dude,
people.
Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, there a lot of people want to know, and I want to know too, because I haven't been drafted. I know you told me a little bit about your draft experience. I want to hear his story.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then like we texted him today. We're like, hey Chase, podcast at 3:30.
Actually, I texted him last night.
Oh,
I said,
yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Hey, we have the studio tomorrow. Will you do the podcast with us? He didn't even answer me. So continue your story and just let that sink in.
So Patty texts me and he says, hey, Chase doesn't answer me.
He's big dogging me.
So I'm like, you know what? Chase, I'm gonna text him because I'm gonna let him know.
Let him
hear
it.
So I text him, and then he's like, yeah, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I have, he needs to figure out his car or bank payments or
anything.
As if
we all don't have car problems. I mean, yeah. Like, come on, I'm getting towed here.
And he says, I'm going to start doing that at 8 a.m. So, like, he has time.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, he starts doing it at 8 a.m. And we still don't, like, I literally text him at 2:30. I'm like, hey, Chase, give me a time. Let's do this podcast. He answers me, later. I'm like, What time later? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I can't give you a time. So basically, Chase, you know, those guys, dude, they sign and they change, man.
Basically, what I got from it is that he just didn't want to do it. He didn't like us anymore. And that was the end of it.
I took it offensive, you know, because like I was his linemate and I thought we were somewhat close. And he just stabbed me right in the heart and said,
probably
you know,
hurt too. Probably hurt a lot.
It hurts a little bit, you know, because we obviously wanted to do this episode as, you know, talking to pro, but obviously we have so many other topics to talk about. Yeah. So, Chase, don't even bother.
We're not even thinking about you, man. Besides the fact that we can't stop thinking about you right now and we're just pissed, we're not even thinking. We're not even on our minds, man.
That's true. I'm telling you.
I'm actually a little upset.
I'm a little upset too, but also I'm upset about all the other things, like this thing, the technical
props. There are
worse
things in the world.
Yeah, there's also worse things in the world. So also, like, do we really, you know, need him right now?
No. Nah, we're not going to be held up in the past.
Yes.
Just keep moving forward. We don't need to be let the past hold us back.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe the day will come and Chase will be, you know, one day Chase will be like, hey, can I please be on your podcast?
He's going to be begging us.
Yeah, he's going to be.
You know
like,
what we're
going to
say? Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No way, Jose.
Or are we just going to dog him?
We just went red. Violets.
Dude, I'm telling you,
these things are crazy.
These things are so crazy. And by the way, Do you notice? So I think it's just like those lights are getting...
Are they getting dull?
Yeah.
Or is it in our head?
Or maybe our eyes just got...
Or are they running out of juice?
That's a great question.
It's a really good question.
Because I'm really dark, I think, right now.
I feel so dark.
Okay, give us a second.
The darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. So it's dark, yeah. Just give us a second here as we fix our lighting. Now we're looking good. I was getting nervous, man. I was like, we're in the dark.
I
thought it was, I kept looking at it. I was like, what is happening? Now, all right, well, we lost a few good minutes of lighting, but you know what? That's okay. What were we talking about?
Okay. Anyway, another beef, dude. Come on. Like
lighting. You look so good right now that the lights, I was like, dude,
he
looks dark.
I was like, where is Shazo?
What is happening? Like, where did he go? Bro. Yeah. I thought you were just changing skin tones. I was confused.
Dude, first of all, like, someone just doesn't want us to do a podcast. Like,
they try to hold us back.
Podcast gods are not on our side, bro, right now. Like,
not
what is
right
going
now.
On? Like,
no.
we need to do this. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's not how they punch us. It's how we get up.
Get knocked down, but I get up again. Soundtrack to my life.
Exactly. I might tweet that later.
Oh, yeah. Quote me, though? Because, like, well, actually, I didn't
come up with it. You didn't come up with it, so.
Soundtrack to my life. Also, because it's on my mind right now, so I feel like I have to talk about it. Because we were talking about my car. I've been getting in the wrong car, like, way too much. So I walk outside in the, say it's morning. I wish it was always morning because I could say I was a little dazed and confused. But I just walk outside. I open a car.
It was probably like 1 p.m.
And I wish I opened it and said, this isn't my car. I had to sit down in the seat, try to turn it on and realize, holy shit, this isn't my car. And this isn't even the same color seats. This is black seats. I don't have black seats.
You know, it's funny because I remember you doing that because you were giving me a ride somewhere. So I saw you walking. I saw you opening the door. I saw you sit down. And like, first of all, it's the same car. It's just different.
Color,
a little bit different car.
Maybe different year.
Yeah, I think 1 year younger is the car you said. And but I don't really care. I was just going, and I'm like, almost about to open door, and he stands up, closes the door, starts like jogging a little bit. I'm like, what's going on? This is not my car.
So it turns out it's Westy's girlfriend. It's her car.
I think it's official. Yeah.
She comes up to me like at a, I don't know, we were out one night or something. And she comes up to me, she goes, hey, so it's kind of embarrassing, but I've tried to open your car door a few times thinking it was mine. And I was like, shut up. I drove yours down the street. I thought yours was embarrassing. I went all the way to Alltown with your car. Yeah, that's so at least I'm not alone. At least she's doing it as well.
That's true. Yeah. Exactly. Well, by the way, you know what? I know why those lights, why those batteries died.
Yeah.
Because he set them up before he left, and it was 4:30. Now it's 6:30, bro. It's 2 hours of bright.
We've been here a while, man.
Wow.
Jeez. Good thing we came early because we would have been lost.
Yeah, 100%. Anyhow.
Don't blame it on our brains.
How was your main day? By the way, before we get there, if you guys don't know, main day is the biggest holiday of all the Maine holidays.
Yeah, it's the biggest holiday of Maine.
Yes, exactly. And when do we celebrate it? On the 1st of May?
So it's, I guess it could also be it was like May Day, but it's not. It's Maine Day.
Yeah, it's Maine Day.
So it's better.
May Day, Maine Day.
It's better than May Day.
Yeah.
Because it's Maine Day. What it is, they say, you know, group some people together, do some community service, and give back to Maine. So exactly. We start the day with the boys. We all come together and we do some community service. Did you have fun doing community service? Because I had a terrible time.
I had another beef.
I was just going to say, I don't want to name him because
he's
close to home.
Yeah, it was actually miserable.
Yeah.
It was probably...
We were scrubbing the
rink. I would rather like clean streets or something. I don't know.
We play street hockey on the rink because the ice is out, so it's cement. And we mark it up a bit with our sticks. And our community service was to scrub the marks off, which obviously don't come off.
Yeah.
So it was pretty...
It wasn't just our marks. It was like marks from...
There was tire marks.
Mats, tires... Yeah. Shit like
blood that. Blood stains.
Yeah, I mean, blood stains, obviously, like everyone knows.
So we killed a couple guys.
Yeah, yeah. Where did we put them, though?
Well, we can't tell anyone that.
True. But, yeah.
Hey, guys, don't tell anyone. Between us, you know.
Maybe we'll tell you later.
Don't spill the beans.
But, yeah, like, I was literally... I mean, Chazo was professional, to be honest with you.
I was good.
He was scrubbing lines like nothing.
It's all in the glutes, actually. You'd think it was all in the arms because you're holding it, but no, I'm telling you, man, all in the glutes and hammies.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
A little workout before main day.
Yeah, it was like doing like 400 RDLs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You see, like, I didn't know the strategy, the strat, or the, like, how to do it. So I was like more doing biceps or abs. Yeah, I was researching and I couldn't see it. So all I did was just like scrubbing with my like core kind of.
Scrub-a-dub-dub, yeah.
But it wasn't doing much.
No, it's very difficult.
It is difficult.
Well, after that on main day, the whole campus, the whole, more than just the campus, people are coming from all over the world, man.
Actually, though.
Just to have a giant darty at the Av.
What is darty?
A day party.
A day party, exactly. Mm-hmm. So basically a lot of people just come out of their houses, you know, and just have some fun.
And yeah. Obviously this doesn't have to include alcohol. Like as we said on the last episode, a party is a party.
How do you even talk about it?
Like, that's what I mean. I don't want to assume alcohol, you know? So I don't assume anything.
Oh, and by the way, shout out to those guys that took pictures with us.
Yes.
We actually weren't together when they were taken, but I had at least like 5 to 7 people come to me and say, hey, like I watched the pod, so shout out to you guys.
It was pretty cool.
I can't believe, you know, we got some people that, you know, come and actually talk to us because as you said, like some people just don't have enough, what is it called? I mean, they are kind of shy to come.
They're afraid. Yeah,
they're afraid.
Because you'll see like the younger kids, like or high school or even like the younger kids a lot. Yeah. They're not afraid to speak up and tell me that they watch the videos.
Yeah.
But when they're the same age, I feel like they're like, they kind of feel awkward saying it. But on main day, when everyone's feeling good, not because of alcohol, just because the vibes are high, they come up and they're like, yo, I watch your videos.
Not because of alcohol, I'm telling you. Dude, it's just like main day, like everyone is just like happy, you know?
They're
like,
just happy. Good sun's out sometimes.
Yeah.
Go like a little bit. And we should give a shout out to Sebastian for being like a complete fan. That was awesome.
I know Seb very well and
Seb is a good
Seb,
dude.
If you are watching, props to you. You are one of our I would say most loyal fans, you know.
For sure.
He tells us how he feels. He gave us an idea of having different athletes on the podcast. And you know what? You never know. We will maybe essentially after summer, right? When we come back.
Yeah, next school year. We're
next school year.
Keep it ripping.
For now, we want more like hockey, I guess, topic-wise. Yeah.
But we do want to talk all sports, because I don't want it to just strictly be hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Get old. Like, we want to talk all sports, everything really. So we're going to definitely have some other athletes on here.
Yeah.
And maybe you can teach us how to toss the javelin around a little bit.
Oh, I would love to learn how
he's
to do
good
that.
With the javelin, too. He's have
you seen it?
God, man, the guy hucks it. You kidding me? We were talking beef. Maybe we were sizing each other up or something. I don't know. But he was like, yo, I'm 260. I was like, Jesus, you beefcake. You're 260? That's like, man, wow. That's a big dude.
That's a big dude.
We even saw him repping on the bench. On Instagram?
Bro.
He's going
to... You still can bench more, though, so it doesn't really matter.
I wasn't going to say it, but like, yeah, what's up?
what's up, Seb? What's up, Seb?
You kidding me?
What was he benching? 225?
220 for like 12 to 15 reps. Somewhere around there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I was... 225 for 8, but I don't know. I mean, right now my shoulder kind of hurts too, so I can't do anything. But Seb, I'm coming for you. I am.
Yeah, but if I told him if he gets his bench up just a little bit more, then he can be on the podcast.
True.
So keep working hard,
Seb.
Keep working hard, bud.
Another battery. You have a battery too.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, we got batteries. Anything fun happened during your main day that's like eventful that we can talk about on here?
That we can talk about here. I don't think you can talk about anything. No, but
it was a dumb question.
I don't know. I mean, obviously those people coming and saying hi.
Yeah, that
else?
Was cool.
Just being around people, dude. Like, to be honest with you,
people are
interesting. There's some people that we don't meet. There are so many great people that we don't meet because we're, you know, hanging out just with our, like, group as a hockey players, you know. We have these groups, like, hockey players, and then we have, like, a couple of group girls that come always and we hang out with. But we don't really have, like, we don't really make friends, you know. And, like, on those days, it's cool. You go and, like, people sometimes recognize you and they talk to you and, like, you talk, you know, like, you want to make friends, basically. And to be honest with you, I made, like, a lot of friends.
So many friends now.
Dude, I have friends, like really good friends. Like
we got really close
friends. Dude, like, literally, I met this guy a couple of, literally, days ago. And we're, like...
Hanging out?
Pretty much... One of the best friends.
Coffee soon,
obviously
maybe?
not as close as you and me, but
close.
But really close.
No, because you bond on main day.
Dude, I'm telling you. And not only on main day, it's just like you meet people on main day and then after you just go on
relationships.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I had a weird encounter on main day. I'm just sitting there, I'm chatting with whoever I'm chatting with, just talking, having a good time. And some girl walks by us, like gives us the dirtiest look ever and is like, fuck boys. So I'm like, okay, I don't know you. What the hell? Just kind of passed on by. And I was like, whatever. Then like an hour goes by and I'm leaving the Ave, walking to OHOP. And this same girl walks by and she's like, fuck boys. I'm like, who hurt you that you're just taking this out on me right now? Because I didn't know who she was. None of the people I was with knew who she was. And I just... Honestly, maybe I'm just praying for her that she is okay.
You see, like, there are different contexts. It's like, fuck boys or fuck boys.
Yeah, no, she wasn't going, fuck my boys. She was like pissed because someone must have done her dirty.
Yes,
and she took it out
on us.
On you. She was stereotyping.
And you know,
me.
Like, yeah, like stereotypes is the worst part ever.
I hate stereotypes.
I hate when people say, like, all the boys are the same or all the hockey players or all the athletes are the same. No. That is not true.
We have emotions too.
Yeah, I have emotions. I have feelings.
I actually have more emotions than should, man.
If you don't think I have feelings, please go to my playlist and listen to some of those songs. You'll be like, oh my God, this guy feels. This guy feels a lot.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Dude, should we give our feel song of the week? What have you been feeling too?
I don't know.
I'm gonna pull one up.
Let me see if I can find something.
Feelsies. Actually, it's kind of weird how much I love getting in my feels, to be honest with you. I actually was thinking about this the other night. I'm like, why do I like it so much?
I think it's just like, you know, how we are always like, let's say we are always like walking around having this like mask of men, and we are like always like being like strong physically, mentally, and everything.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, you get that mask out, or you just chill. And then, like, I don't know, I just like singing feelsy songs because they are like slower than rap, and I can actually, you know, like sing to it. So let me check quick how many views we have on
Skinny Dip
Instagram. Oh, not Instagram, but freaking
Skinny Dip by Jake Miller.
Let's hear it.
I don't know if I can play it.
You play it all the time. Yeah, I know.
It's actually a great song,
and I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, because when I first heard it, you guys can look it up. I won't play it right now, but it just brought back some shit, man. I was like, no way, this is great. I can feel to this. So I mean, whatever. What are you looking up right now?
I like reading comments and
about Instagram or
the most recent pod, how to become a Division I hockey player, basically.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, please go watch that and learn how do you become a Division I athlete or hockey
player.
What's the secret?
Just go watch. We have all the secrets. Yeah, I mean, you'll find out yourself, and who knows, maybe you'll be a college hockey player or an athlete, whatever. It works both ways, but yeah, dude, we have good comments so far. Bandits Baby. That's my favorite one.
The Bandits
Baby.
Oh,
Seal.
Yeah.
Baby Seal YouTube Bandits Baby.
Someone was pumped
that guy,
about that.
That guy knows me. The guy feels me. I know him and I feel him too. Bandits.
You feel like it's a relatability
thing?
It is. Oh, yeah.
Then this guy says, I actually watched the whole thing. So is that a beefy thing to say, or is it a positive thing to say?
I feel like he meant it in a positive way because he wanted us to know, like, I actually watched the whole thing because he was so interested.
Yeah.
But he didn't expect to watch the whole thing, which is a little bit of an insult and a little in the heartbreak. But that's...
You can't expect everyone to watch it, though. So.
No. And, like, a lot of people don't. But if you watch all of it, like, you have no idea how much that means to me. Like I said, 5:30 in the morning, I was pumping that out. I can't even feel my body. I'm so tired right now.
Dude.
Not even a little bit.
I'm sorry I fell asleep on you again.
not on me, but on your watch. Yeah. Which is okay.
When did you realize that I fell asleep?
Honestly?
When I wasn't answering, or you just...
Yeah.
How long were you there?
Because I was editing at your place for a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like really kind of got in the zone for a second. And then I looked over and I was like, Ed? And you weren't awake. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I went back to my apartment and I remembered, oh, we planned on working out in the morning. I got to call him up.
No.
So I called you to make sure that you set your alarm.
Oh, dude.
And you did.
No, you know what's really funny?
What?
I was dead asleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up a second before you texted me. Literally, I woke up.
To set your alarm.
And I woke up because I was hungry. But I woke up because I heard, like, I woke up and literally, like, 10 seconds later, you texted me. And I'm like, what's going on? What is going on here? I look up and I'm like, oh, he's texting me. I'm like, okay, like, yeah, let's work out in the morning, which didn't really happen anyway.
I love how you replied 9:30, and I was like, yep, as if we were going to do it, and as if I was going to roll off 4 hours of sleep and just pop over to the gym. Yeah, we didn't do it. it wasn't in the books for us today.
No way.
Nope.
You know what's great thing about it, though? We both woke up at 9:30, and you texted me saying, hey, I don't think we should go.
I got to work out at night today.
Yes. And, you know, like, us being loyal to each other, I woke up too, and I'm like, you know what?
It's
a no-go for me either.
Let's sleep.
So let's just sleep. And he's like, what?
Boom. What did I say?
I said boom.
Boom.
I said boom.
Boom.
He said boom, because,
exactly.
Like, we feel each other, right?
Hashtags.
So basically... we went to bed, back to bed. And
that's awesome. Good for us.
Good for us.
For our serious topic today, I think we wanted to... I just jumped out of that really fast, but that's okay. Our serious topic today, I think we wanted to discuss, for me, what my draft experience was like, and for both of us, what our development camp experience is like. Because I feel like a lot of people are interested on how that goes.
Yeah.
So I figured we could dive into that and...
Yeah, you could you can open it up with your draft experience, and then like we can obviously switch with the development camp.
Yeah, for sure. So. We can compare and contrast, even if you may.
Yeah.
So draft year, I was playing at Kimball Union, like I said during the last episode, and I didn't go to the draft because the Central Scouting has their lists, they come out, and I wasn't on any of the lists, which isn't the end of the world for anyone who's not on the list, who's hoping to get drafted. It's not the end of the world. So I didn't go to the draft for that reason, because like I would only go to the draft if you know you're gonna get drafted. Like I didn't know if I was gonna or not. So I was at home. It was 2015. Pause. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about draft list and everything.
Yeah.
Basically, you probably usually know if you are in the first three rounds.
Yeah.
Like people actually tell you, hey, come to draft. You're 100% like getting drafted.
Yeah.
So basically, if a team knows that you are definitely going into draft, like they'll be like, okay, you got to go to this place because you're 100% going to be drafted. But for rounds like... let's say 6, 7, you know, like...
you don't know.
You don't basically know because people draft, you know, kids all around the place and they have some good picks too, like Pat. So.
Dude, there's nothing worse than watching a kid on TV in the 7th round. They keep putting the camera on them, like watching that they're not getting drafted. That's terrible.
First of all, I don't think 7th round is on TV. It's probably on like NHL Network stuff.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
there's no way.
Yes, it is.
You sure?
Yes. Where is the draft on TV? The NHL Network. So what are you even saying?
No, there's
first of all, it is on TV. It's just not the same as like the first round where everyone walks up and like takes pics with the jerseys.
Let me
on
watch
TV.
On YouTube if I can see it.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'll continue my story as you try to figure that out. The day came and it's the second day. The first day is just the first round and the second day is the rest. So I had a couple teams tell me, hey, we might take you. Whatever that means. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to plan on getting drafted because I don't get my hopes up and whatever. But of course, it's in my head. So as the draft is happening, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to watch. You know what I was doing while I got drafted?
No, I don't.
I was watching Teen Wolf.
Well, I don't even know what it is.
You don't know what Teen Wolf is?
No.
Not the movie, the show.
Let me check.
It's kind of like, one might consider it like a drama, teen female drama, but I watched it anyways. It's a kid, he becomes
such
a
great show to watch
to get your mind off things.
Yes, I think this is such a great show to watch during your draft day, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
That's what I mean, because like what better way to get your mind off maybe getting drafted?
Yeah,
go watch some Teen Wolf. And then as it happened, Neeler came upstairs and he's like peeking his head in, kind of like looking at me. I'm like, what? Like I'm watching a show right now. Get out of my face. And he's like giving this weird little smile at me. I'm like, oh, did I get picked? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, oh. And like, that's kind of like a weird feeling. Your whole life is like wanting to make it to the next level. And I'm not there. I'm not like, I still have so much more to do, but it's just like a stepping stone, I guess. And it was like a surreal feeling. Like, it didn't feel anything until like, I was just kind of didn't know what to feel. I didn't feel much until I went down there for camp. And that's when it kind of like started sinking in a little bit and I got to experience that. So then I feel you should start with your development camp experience and then we can kind of compare back and forth a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I've been, let's say, fortunate enough to go to a couple of those.
Pretty sick.
I mean, you see, I like it and, you know, I'm thankful that I get some recognition, but it just makes me feel like I'm a little suitcase kind of thing, you know? Like, I'm just, like, going around the teams and just, like, showing my skill set. But so I went to two camps. I went to Vancouver Canucks camp after my EHL year. And if you watched the second episode of podcast, you would know that I played in Beantown. And actually, after Beantown, imagine after those three games again, I got literally, you know, invited to the camp. So I went to Vancouver's camp.
Beantown does crazy things.
Dude, I'm telling you. So I went to Vancouver's camp and I went to Ottawa's camp. Both great camps. Like, I mean, obviously it's NHL camp, mm-hmm. So you don't expect any less. So, I mean, the Ottawa camp, Vancouver was a pretty hard camp. You know, it was just like a lot of testing. Like, I didn't understand.
What kind of testing?
Like, beep test, shuttle test, air bike test. And, like, in the mid-summer shape, you don't expect
it's
getting
hard.
Tested when you there, you know? So it was actually kind of hard for me, too, because I was like, okay, first of all, on my development camp, let's get a little back. I was playing roller hockey in the world championship in roller hockey in Austria. So I was coming from Austria back to Latvia, which is, if you guys know Europe, it's probably like good 15-hour ride.
Drive,
yeah, with Ooh. A bus. So
I didn't know you dabbled in roller hockey, though.
I did, yeah.
That's pretty
and,
sick.
I was going back from, it was like, it was actually a really great experience too, but and we won. We basically won. We qualified for the best division, whereas America, Canada, and all those teams.
That's pretty sick.
So I was coming back, and literally, probably like 2 days before the draft. It was like 2 days before the draft, and Vancouver calls me because I wasn't 100% sure if I'm gonna go to the camp or not.
Yeah.
So they call me and they are like, "Hey, yes, like
you're coming.
You're coming. Your tickets already purchased and everything like that, and you're definitely coming." And it's literally 2 days before. What?
I'm taking a power nap quick.
No.
Yeah. Sorry. Keep talking. Keep
so
talking.
Yeah, and then basically 2 days. I wasn't even in shape. I mean, as much as I played roller hockey, that's basically all. Mm-hmm. And I went there, and it was tough, but it was great to compare myself to NHL caliber players. Brock Besser was there.
Ooh.
Troy Stetcher was there.
Decent players.
The goalie from BC used to. The goalie from BC.
Wall?
No. He didn't play against us. He played like 4 years ago.
John Muse?
No.
Corey Snyder?
Thatcher.
Thatcher.
Demko yes. was there. So all those skilled guys, like one of my best buddies, when I was there, not anymore, we don't talk anymore, but
falling out or
William
what?
William Lockwood.
Was this a beef?
Did you No. It was just like we were great friends on
not.
The camp, and then after camp we're still good friends, but we just like
don't talk
to each other, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you meet all those sick players, and like if we compare it to Ottawa's camp, again, we had Kachuk there, Brady Kachuk, White, Logan Brown, just all those players that you know that play in NHL right now, and it was great to compare. And like My first camp in Vancouver, I didn't do too well because obviously I wasn't ready. And before Ottawa's camp, I actually, you know, took my time to prepare somewhat. And I did really well. I thought for myself, I proved myself that I can, you know, play against NHL prospects, NHL caliber players. And I mean, obviously I didn't play against NHL players like who have played there for a long time, but like prospects.
But
like,
they've tasted it. They've gotten a taste, and that's so basically, more than most can say.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great camp. I still knew I'm coming back to college for a couple more years to develop. I talked to management, and we were on good terms, and you know, like I'm just still taking it day by day, just playing, because obviously right now my priorities are college and basically college hockey and college as college.
Absolutely.
Studying. So
yeah, well, studying. Kind of in the back burner, yeah. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, diploma. Let's say diploma. Diploma.
Okay, okay. Yeah, getting the diploma.
So basically, that's all I had. And great experience, by the way. If you guys get invited, 100% go and see how it is. You.
Yeah, mine, I feel like every camp is similar, but every camp is different in a little way. Everyone does it their own way. For Florida, it's the only one I've gone to, so I can't compare it like you have two. But theirs is a 4-day, well, it's 5 days, but 4 days of work. So we practice for three and we scrimmage the fourth day. And there's always activities throughout the day that they got you doing, whether it's like going to the beach in Florida to play some volleyball, which is a fun activity, or whether it's just like sitting in groups with speakers, just learning. So personally, while I'm there, like just those weeks, like while I'm there for a week, I learned so much for hockey. So it's a great learning experience for any hockey player. I mean, which you would probably imagine. For how difficult it is was kind of like, holy shit. When I first went down there, because I went from prep school and then all of a sudden I'm playing against grown men for this week. And it was kind of like, holy shit, this is like a fast pace. And you know, I was cramping a little bit, you know, maybe a little cramp there, because then you have to adjust. And like each year has become like, I don't want to say easier, but you've become more comfortable playing. And then you know what to expect. So you're in better shape. You start working harder. Yeah, you see exactly what kind of shape other people are in. So it's just a cool experience to have. It's definitely like when it's midsummer, it kind of like hits you, like regardless of if you feel like you're in good shape going, it still kind of hit you with how hard like the practices are and stuff like that. So that's kind of there. But no, it's definitely a cool experience. And it's also cool just to experience Florida. Yeah, I say Florida because I'm from Mass, the greater Boston area.
I say Florida.
Florida? Like fluoride and toothpaste.
I don't know, like Florida.
Oh, like the musician?
Musician.
A few of his songs kind of slap.
Wait, is Florida one guy or is it like a group?
It's a guy.
You think?
Yeah, he has some hits too. What are some of his songs?
Low, 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 low.
What? I thought that was T-Pain. Got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
No,
boots.
It's Florida.
No, no way.
Florida.
He sings low?
Yes,
bro. So what is the one T-Pain sings? What's his big one?
No. His was...
I know he had like, I'm in love with the stripper.
Yeah, and then he had...
Which one, I don't recommend. Don't fall in love with strippers.
No, 100%
not. That'd be a terrible idea.
Let's put this thing to sport.
Oh, it is him. Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm.
Dude, look, it's cool because like his
His F is
state of Florida.
The shape of Florida. Yeah, that's
cool.
Sick.
That's actually cool.
Very clever of him.
I'm telling you.
Wow. Huh. Well, you would have never guessed that he was that intelligent. My favorite song by him is Wild One. It's an emotional one. Like, hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I know that one.
If I took you home, you'd be a home run. Show me how you do.
Let's stop singing, please.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Stop bleeding a little bit.
So we can wrap up soon. Do you have any like final things you just kind of want to shoot the shit about? Any current events that's going on you want to feed the people our opinions on?
I don't know.
You want to talk about the playoffs a little bit? Just a little bit more? Because I feel like that's like a... We should probably...
Let's talk about playoffs.
What a wild playoffs this has been. I know we talked in the first episode about this, but I did not... Carolina's still going. Never would have thought. That's a surprise. They're proving everyone wrong. The Bruins, tight series right now.
Really tight.
Avalanche, Sharks, tight series right now.
Dude, everyone's tight series.
Everyone's so tight.
But Hurricanes...
Wild, right?
When I don't know if you guys watched the first episode, but I said, like, when we had predictions about the Stanley Cup, and I was like, not Carolina.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
And you were like, Carolina is not even there.
They're in the playoffs.
I'm like, yeah, probably not. They swept, bro. They are actually going for a, you know, like, I underrated them. I'm really sorry. Let's hope, you know, they make something special out of it.
What's the series right now between Dallas and St. Louis?
3-3.
Is it? St. Louis?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going 7, which I'm rooting for Dallas because I picked them to go to the Cup originally.
Yeah.
But when I said my updated opinion and I said the Avs, which they're still in it, they're still in the series. What is it now, though?
3-2. 3-2 San Jose. San Jose,
yeah. So they're still in it. I still have hope in Mac. He's pretty much the Jesus Christ reincarnated. I mean, that guy just, I think he's showing everyone's just like all over him right now, which is great. So I mean, I don't know, I have no idea who's gonna win at this point. Everything's going crazy. I don't even know who to root for.
It's hard, and that's the beauty of the National Hockey League.
Yeah,
literally everyone can win, and you know, everyone is fighting, and it's more of like not skill but grit and character that you got. Sure.
Well, like, it shows how Tampa is such a skilled team that apparently they didn't show their enough grit and determination, because then that's
when you actually show off. You know, regular season is obviously, you know, you play for playoffs, you play for a chance, play in playoffs and win, obviously, but playoffs is where it all matters, and
for sure.
If you can bring it in the playoffs, then you're not a great team. And if you especially get swept,
that's terrible. Wow. No one remembers like a great season if you just lose in the first round.
It's
sad, but it's the truth.
That's true. And you know, but the worst part is, I think I'll always remember Tampa getting swept.
Oh, definitely.
First,
that was absurd.
Trophy winner getting
They tied the record for most wins in a season.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got swept. Like, that's crazy. Pittsburgh getting swept was crazy as well.
True.
That's why I stand by it. It's the hardest trophy to win and the most unpredictable. It's almost near impossible to predict the champion, which gets me back to my point is I predicted...
Avs?
No. I predicted the Penguins back-to-back.
Ooh,
so I'm pretty much a highly intelligent creature.
We didn't know you then, so
yeah, the world didn't know me. So like, it was pretty much irrelevant, and no one cares that no one cared at that time either. But I bragged about it, and I guess no one followed up. So I mean, I'm excited to see though who comes out on top. I'll keep following it up. As for us, we may get one more episode in before we leave.
We should.
I want to. I think that'd be good for us. Be good for the pod, you know. But after that, we're gonna set up a summer plan, because obviously Edwards is going back to Latvia. I'll be going to Massachusetts, and then so we're gonna have to set up like a Skype thing, and we'll try to keep the pod coming for those loyal pod listeners. And then we're going to keep it going throughout next school year, and then we'll go from there. So we're going to try to set up a schedule, and we'll keep you guys in the loop.
If you're still listening, know that we appreciate you. You know, toss us a follow on Insta, Behind the Cage, as well as our private Instagrams. We really appreciate it. you know, like a couple of our pictures, and
That'd be awesome.
We might start following back our you know, loyal fans, because we appreciate you that much. So
yep, the loyal fans, the early ones, the most appreciated, we'll never forget. You know, so it's exactly. Very nice.
Exactly, but with that, we're trying to wrap it up, right?
Yeah, so that wraps up this episode, and we will catch you guys for episode four next time.
For episode four. Sounds great. I'll see you guys. Have a great one.
Bye.
There you go. Bye.
Bye.
Motherfucker, I feel like the hardest working kid in America, playing with the pros. I remember being there.